It's not really. You know, along with a lot of things, you know, financial education is something that we really lack in Australia. Certainly, you know, in the United Kingdom, where I sort of just got back from as well, it's a big problem there. Also in the United States, where people just, they get scared off by numbers and figures and, you know, the stock market and things like that. But really, that's where huge amounts of money is flowing every single day. If you can master that skill, you can make an awful lot of money as well.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
There's many different ways to make money. And today we're going to hear about one that you can do from home on your computer. My guest today has studied under world-class professional option floor traders in the United States. He has spent well over 20,000 hours studying options, and he has been successful, and he now has gone on to training students worldwide how to trade options. I'm Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. Coming online today is Sean Allison, and he is from Cash Flow Options. Hi, Sean. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks, Anne.
That's great. Well, I'm up here in North Queensland. Where are you situated now?
I'm originally from Perth, but now I live in the Gold Coast in Queensland.
Well, that's a very nice part of the country too. I used to live there as well. So you went to university and you studied accounting and finance. So what was your early background before you started Cash Flow Options?
Yeah, I did a lot of different jobs. I didn't really like being an employee, so I was always trying to find a different job or a different way of making money. But then eventually I went to university, like you say, studied accounting and finance. I became an accountant. So I worked as an accountant for 6 years, and that was really my background.
In finance. And were you always wanting to be like self-employed, that you went looking for other ways to make money?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my dad's a lot like that. He tried a lot of different things, and I always saw him struggle with money, and a lot of my loved ones, you know, struggle with money as well. So, you know, money was something that I was always trying to master. You know, I knew you needed a certain amount of it to have a decent lifestyle. So I was always sort of obsessed with finding a way to make money outside of a job. And I think that's really what ended up leading me to university to study accounting and finance. Not that that really helped, to be honest. All it did is help me to become an employee, you know, actually work as an accountant. So it didn't really help me, but it did set me on a path that led me ultimately to where I am now, though. So I would at least thank it for that. But for me, it was always about trying to find money outside of a job and then ultimately, you know, leave the job. That was always my goal.
Are you wanting to share what sort of different things you tried?
Yeah, sure. I tried pretty much everything. I tried internet marketing. I had 55 websites at one time. I was trying to, set up a whole lot of websites and funnel traffic through there. And I tried many different investing and trading courses. I've sort of lost count. I spent about $250,000 of my own money trying to find a way to make money outside of a job consistently and actually something that got results. You know, the running joke with my friends was always, you know, what course are you doing now, Sean? Sort of, you know, laughing behind my back a little bit, because I did try a lot of different things, but the one genius thing that I did do is I didn't give up. And for me personally, I think, you know, you either find a way or you find an excuse. And for me, I was just 100% determined to find a way, but I did try many, many things that just didn't work. But, you know, the fact that I didn't give up and then ultimately found something that did work, you know, it was an absolute game changer for me. And now I kind of live the lifestyle that I've always sort of dreamed of.
Well, I've heard that said before. You have to know where you want to end up. You need to give it focus, and that's obviously what you've done. You focused on money and ways to make money, and you didn't give up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, it was an awfully long time for me to find something that worked, but I suppose the biggest thing for me was not really asking the people I was learning off or the different programs that I was doing, you know, what are your results? Can you show me, you know, what you teach live? Like, can you demonstrate it to me right now and actually show me your results? I wish I had have asked that question because it would have saved me a lot of money and a lot of time. But what I ultimately did is found people that were actually doing what they taught, which is a pretty good place to start. You know, people that are actually getting great results and were able to prove it to me, and learning from people that are, you know, experts at what they do, but then can actually break it down for you so that you can start doing it as well. So it really, it's all about results. And it's something that I didn't focus on with the people I was learning off initially. But then I found these three people in the United States, these professional option traders, because that's what I do. I teach people how to trade options. And, you know, learning from those three guys, people that actually manage hundreds of millions of dollars combined, was amazing for me. You know, and actually that's what really started me on this path. And I was very successful after that.
Well, that's very, very interesting that you went over to the United States. You had to go over there to find your path.
Yes. What I did is I did a lot of research and tried to find who were the best in the world in the particular field that I was looking to get into, which was, trading options. So, you know, the best people in the world were found in the United States. So that's sort of what led me to actually start studying there.
So for those that don't know anything about what you're talking about, can you explain to us what meant by options trading?
Options trading is a way of controlling a stock. So, you know, a lot of people understand buying and selling shares or stock. Stock and shares mean the same thing. So rather than buying shares, which, you know, a lot of Australians do and a lot of people around the world do, I would control a stock through using an option. So rather than outlaying a lot of money to buy a share, I will buy an option which will control a share instead. The advantage to doing that is that it requires less money, so therefore less risk. And the other thing is that I can make money when a stock or the market is moving up, and I can also make money when the stock or the market is moving down. When you're simply buying shares, which I don't ever do, you can only make money when something goes up. And that's a real problem, because if things were to turn down, like, you know, the GFC back in 2008, you know, a lot of people lost money there because they simply didn't understand how to make money as something fell in price. So I suppose options trading is a way of controlling a share. You know, if you buy one option contract, because an option is a contract, if you buy one option contract, you're controlling 100 shares. So I can buy one option contract, control 100 shares, rather than actually having to fork out all of that money to actually buy 100 shares. So I suppose, simply put, I can control shares rather than own them, and I can use less money to do it, which involves less risk. I can make money as something goes up, and I can make money as the price goes down as well.
Is it hard to learn?
No, it's not really. You know, along with a lot of things, you know, financial education is something that we really lack in Australia, certainly, you know, in the United Kingdom, where I sort of just got back from as well. It's a big problem there. Also in the United States, where people just, they get scared off by numbers and figures and, you know, the stock market and things like that. But really, that's where huge amounts of money is flowing every single day. If you can master that skill, you can make an awful lot of money as well. So, you know, I suppose to answer your question, is it difficult to learn? No. If you're learning from someone who's actually doing it for a living, like myself or anyone else who's actually doing it for a living, they can break it down pretty simply so you can understand it fairly quickly. It doesn't have to be complicated, and it's really not. But again, you want to learn from someone who's doing it for a living that can actually show you how to do it quickly and easily, and take all the jargon out of it. I think that's the biggest thing, because if you find someone who's teaching you using a lot of complex words and jargon, it can be complex. But if you can break it down and use very simple words, show people, you know, practically how to do it rather than just all theory and talk, then you can actually pick it up very, very quickly. I mean, I've had students that have learned directly from me and within 10 days have gone out and made over $10,000. So you can pick it up very quickly. It's just a matter of, you know, dedicating yourself to it and then obviously finding someone who can break it down and make it very simple rather than trying to make themselves seem very intelligent.
Do you have to pay close attention to this when you're doing it? Like, is it something that you can just put your trades in and then forget about it, or do you have to watch it every day, every night, every minute?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's all different levels. So I suppose initially when you start doing this, you don't want to spend a lot of time, you know, watching charts, having to look at the computer, you know, every minute of every day. You know, that most people have jobs and different things that they're doing and they just simply can't do that. So I suppose to answer your question, no, you don't. You can actually set it up so it's virtually automated. You're accepting the risk that you're taking up front, and you're able to set, you know, stop losses, contingent orders to take you out at very small losses. And really, that's the key to it, to actually make sure that it's as automated as possible. And that way, you don't have to be there all the time to monitor your positions. I have a lot of students that actually do that. I mean, I had one of my students, Mandy McMillan. She made $1,141 on Friday in the markets, and she simply set the order up automatically to take that profit. So she didn't have to watch it. She made over $1,100 in the one day, and she didn't have to stare at the charts all day and didn't have to be there as well. So I suppose to answer your question, there are different levels where you can ultimately be there, you know, all the time watching it. But that's something that some people progress to, and other people simply just have it as an automated process where it will close you out or get you out of a position or a trade when you've either reached a loss or a profit target. And you can set that up so it's automated.
So it's like a measure of safety for you.
Yeah, that's the big thing with me. My number one thing is risk management. You know, if you can focus on the risk first, then you're going to make a lot of money doing this. Too many people focus on how much money can I make. For me, I'm all about what's the risk. So for me, because I learned from people that actually did it for a living and I do it for a living, it's all about risk management, you know, protecting your hard-earned money. So yes, that's 100% what it is. When you have a losing trade, it's only a small losing trade. And that's really the key to it. If someone can teach you risk management from the very beginning and you focus on risk, you can make a huge amount of money doing this.
Because I know markets go up and they go down, and sometimes they seem to go up and down a lot just in the one day.
Yes, absolutely, which is why many of my students are in and out of positions within a day. So like Mandy, for example, who I just mentioned, you know, she got into a position, the stock went up, and she was controlling the stock with something called a call option. So there's only two types of options. There's a call, which is where you make money where a stock goes up, and there's a put option, PUT, where you make money as the stock moves down. So she actually controlled the stock by buying a call option. As the stock went up, she made her $1,141 for the day, and she was out of that position in the one day. So what happens the next day or the day after that, you know, she's not really interested in that. She's moved on to another opportunity. So I think that's a smart way. Well, not I think, I know that's a smart way to do it, is to be in and out very quickly and to set it up so it's automated as well.
What markets do your students and you follow? Is it just the US markets, or can options be traded on any market?
Yeah, options can be traded on any market. We trade the US markets, the reason being that it's the, you know, the largest options market in the world. So why not go to the biggest and the best? And that's the reason why we trade the US market. Plus, there's a lot more opportunities there. It's more liquid, and you know, you're definitely going to make the most money on the US market. So that's why we trade it. But yes, you can do it on the Australian market, which is where I started doing it 18 years ago. I started on the Australian market. You can do it, obviously, in the United Kingdom as well. There's many different markets you can do it around the world. But for me, I know that the US market is the most lucrative, where you're going to make the most money and find the most opportunities.
How do you teach students? Are you in Australia only, or are you also teaching in other countries? Is it in person or is it online?
Yeah, that's a great question. I teach people from all over the world. So, you know, we've got students from South Africa, Hong Kong, United States, United Kingdom, Ireland, obviously Australia, all over the world. So we do teach people from all over the world, but how would you get access to it, or how would you learn? You do it through Skype, which is exactly what we're talking on now, right? To be able to actually talk to a coach one-on-one. So what I've got is I've got around six coaches, and these six coaches actually trade for a living. They actually make their money doing this for a living. Otherwise, they wouldn't be one of my coaches. That's a really big thing for me, is to actually only have people teaching that are doing it for a living and that are getting results from it. So you actually learn from someone who's doing it for a living via Skype. And what they do is we give you 6 one-hour Skype sessions with your own personal coach. Because a lot of people don't like doing it in a group. Either they're too shy or embarrassed, or they just don't get enough out of it in a group. So we do one-on-one teaching, and we do it via Skype. So that's why we can sort of teach anyone or help anyone anywhere in the world.
And do you need much money to start off trading? Can you give me an idea of what sort of money is the minimum amount you need to set up an account?
Yeah, that's a good question as well. There is no minimum. So you can actually start with just, you know, a few hundred dollars if you wanted to. So, you know, I had one of my students recently who actually, you know, joined the program, and they started off with $600. And in their first month, they've turned that $600 into $1,800. So, you know, you can certainly start with, I would say, at least $500. Because we're controlling a stock or a share, rather than owning it, we don't need as much money. This is a big advantage we've got, you know. So, I mean, what type of business could you get into for $500? Not many. So that's why this is so achievable for almost anyone, provided they get the right education. It's all about the right financial education. So, yeah, you can really start doing it with a couple of $100s. I've got students with a couple of $100s and students, you know, with a couple of million. So, you know, anywhere in there is where people start. Yes, I've got students from all different walks of life that are in different situations financially, and, you know, we can sort of cater to anyone.
In the end, how do they know which stocks to trade? Is there some system that you have that guide your clients through, or do you share your trades by any chance, or how do they know?
Yeah, exactly, because that's a key point, actually, because when you've actually learnt how to do this, you know, we go through and we show you step by step how to do it. Again, it's not that complex once you understand the basics. Once you've understood it, it's then, okay, that's great, Sean, but how do I now find these trading opportunities for myself? So what I did is I started showing people the trades that I was doing personally, and that just became a huge success. So what I do when people actually start working with me is I give them my trades, 4 or 5 trading opportunities every single month, and I actually give them those trading opportunities for life. So it's absolutely incredible value, and it's something I've only started doing in the last year or so, giving people lifetime access to my trades, and it's a huge thing. You know, I mean, it's an absolute game changer. So we teach you how to do it, and then you actually learn off someone who does it for a living, myself, and you actually take the same trades that I do. You know, I show you why I chose the trade, which is really important as well, because you want to learn as you're going through. So I teach you why I chose the trade, how to set it up, and then how to exit the trade as well. So, yeah, students love that.
So I'm sure we wouldn't know where to begin. Do you run any courses in person, or is it just over Skype?
What I do is I do a 90-minute presentation, and sometimes I'll do a half-day presentation where I actually go through and show people everything that I teach and exactly how the system works. Because what I do is I make sure that I show you practically how it works. Because a lot of people just do a lot of talking and don't actually show you step by step how their system works. So what I did recently in front of 2,000 people at the Excel Stadium in London is I got a volunteer from the audience, someone who's never had anything to do with investing before. I got them out of the audience, got them on stage, and with real money, show them how to trade options. And I actually did it live in front of everyone. You know, you got to sort of know what you're doing to do something live in front of 2,000 people. And I went through it step by step. We set the trade up and had the whole thing laid out, and everyone saw how it worked step by step. You know, it was up on the big screen. And then what I did is this particular volunteer made around $1,190 on that, and I actually gave him the cash as well. You know, it's something that in my 90-minute presentations, my half-day presentations, I actually get someone from the audience up and actually go through an actual real-life example with you so you can see how it works. So, yes, I do it all over the country, all over Australia and, you know, throughout the United States and the UK. And I'm actually doing a tour coming up with Harry Dent, which is a world-renowned economist. We're doing a tour around all the major capital cities in Australia, and I'll do a 90-minute presentation there where I'll teach you how it works, and then I'll get someone from the audience up to actually demonstrate it as well.
Well, that sounds absolutely fantastic and very generous of you as well.
Yes, yeah. A lot of people are sort of, you know, when I actually give them the money from the actual opportunity that I set up live there on stage, they're sort of like, hang on, is there a catch here? I was like, no, just, you know, you can go sit down now with your money. Because I'm very confident in what I do. Because I understand that not trade you do is going to be a winning trade. You know, anyone who tells you they have a foolproof system that never loses is just flat out lying. So for me, I'm about being practical, understanding that you are going to have losing trades, but when you do have losing trades, they're only small. And that's really the essence to it. You know, if you want to be a great investor, make huge amounts of money. I mean, some of my students are making well over $300,000 a year doing this, starting from beginners. So, you know, if you want to make that sort of money, it's not about whether you win or lose, but it's how much money did you make when you actually had a winning trade and how much money did you lose when you had a losing trade? Really, that's the essence of it. And that's what I teach you with financial education and risk management.
That sounds very comprehensive program that you're offering there. So how do people get in touch with you at Cashflow Options?
Yeah, probably the best way would be to send me an email, Sean, S-E-A-N, at Cashflow Options, all one word, all lowercase, Sean at cashflowoptions.com.au, or you could send an email to support@cashflowoptions.com.au, and, you know, we'll actually call you, have a talk to you about it, see if it's a fit for you, and actually show you the power of what we do.
It sounds terrific. Well, it's been really interesting talking to you today. I'm sure my listeners will be very intrigued, and you're very confident, and it seems as though you're now a very successful teacher as well as an option trader.
Yeah, it's something that I've been teaching on a large scale now for the last 6 years. I love it. I'm just passionate about it because I know how much of an impact it's had on my life. And now having taught well over 2,000 people how to do it as well, you know, it's just something that when you are able to show someone something and then they actually get incredible results from it, it's just such a buzz. And I just love it. I love teaching. Teaching's, I mean, I love trading, obviously, but teaching is one of those things that I just love to do.
And before we go, can you just share some success stories?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had one of my students, Warren Erickson. He started out as a beginner. In his first 12 months, he made $165,000 on a $250,000 account, so which is pretty amazing. He then, in the last 20 months, he's now made over $300,000 in income from options trading. He's now in the United States. He moved his whole family from Sydney to the United States. He doesn't work anymore. This is what he does full-time for a living. And he now manages other people's money. So from a complete beginner to making over $300,000 in 20 months and now managing other people's money with options trading is pretty incredible. That's obviously a huge thing. I've had a lot of students that have picked it up extremely quickly because, you know, again, if you find a way rather than an excuse, you know, you really can see the power of this. You put the time in and let us teach you, then follow the trades that I give you. It really is a no-brainer. I mean, we had another student, Carl, who had come here from Egypt, and the qualifications he had in Egypt they weren't recognized here in Australia. So he had to take a job that was much less pay than he was used to. And when he came and actually started working with me, he was very motivated, right? So within 10 days after being taught how to do this, he made $10,760 in 10 days. I've got many students now that are regularly making $3,000 to $5,000 a week doing this now. You know, I run a competition where an elite program that I have, which is sort of the next level up, where one of my students, Dave Weston, actually won Trader of the Year. He made well over $100,000 this year. And 18 months ago, he didn't even know what an option was. So, you know, that's pretty incredible. I mean, I had Andrew Ryan, just to give you something really recent, Andrew Ryan yesterday, well, on Friday, because we're talking on Monday, he made $3,793.63 in a day just from three trading opportunities that I showed him. So, you know, it's pretty incredible money. And, you know, I've got a lot of students doing, you know, exceptionally well with this. And, you know, I mean, I've got hundreds of testimonials, hundreds of people now that are doing, you know, extremely well, making a full-time living from it. And many of them are retired because they understand that in this country, as in the US and as in the UK, that, you know, we're headed for a retirement crisis, where people simply don't have enough money in their retirement, mainly due to lack of knowledge and lack of financial education. And, you know, to be able to show people that are retired how to make another income, another source of income, it's very, very, very rewarding. And we have a, you know, huge amount of retired students that are doing exceptionally well also.
Well, that's very important, because once you've retired, sometimes the option of going back to work is a bit limited, and being able to create income from other sources can be very important. So I believe what you're saying is that anyone at any age can be taught this process.
Yes. My youngest student is 15 and my oldest is 84. So, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I mean, the young people pick it up very quickly. Sometimes the older people need a little bit longer to really get it. But then again, I've had many retirees that have picked it up very, very quickly. But whatever the case is, so long as you get there in the end, you know, I mean, if you were to spend 6 months even to master this skill and understand how to do this for a living and then be able to make a consistent income for the rest of your life, I mean, it's a very small price to pay. But again, you've got my trades as well, and I'll be helping you every step of the way to actually start doing it. But yes, you can do it within a self-managed super fund. Many retirees are using the strategy right now to fund their retirement, you know, and be able to travel and not have to stress about not having enough income in their retirement years. So yeah, it's very important to have enough money in your retirement to be able to enjoy your time. I mean, you've worked your whole life, but really the problem is no one really taught you about financial education. You know, the financial industry is created to keep you confused. It's too hard for you. You couldn't possibly do it. Give us your money. We'll look after it for you. No, thanks. I would rather have you doing it for yourself, because the bottom line is no one cares more about your money than you. So being in control of your own money, picking up this skill, being able to make an income for the rest of your life, it's just, I mean, it's the best business you could hope to own.
Well, you've certainly been a passionate advocate for it. I can see from the stories that you've quoted from your students that have done well that you obviously have a winning formula there. So thanks very much, Sean, for sharing your information about your courses through Cashflow Options with the Retire Well, Retire Happy listeners today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on, Anne. I really appreciate it.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.